continue our journey through the Psalms. Thanks for joining us today. And we are still in Psalm 106. We're going to finish that up today as we look at the last verses, verses 40 through 48. Remember, this is a description of Israel when they are in their desert wanderings. Therefore, the Lord was angry with his people and abhorred his inheritance. He gave them into the hands of the nations, and their foes ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them and subjected them to their power. Many times he delivered them, but they were bent on rebellion, and they wasted away in their sin. Yet he took note of their distress when he heard their cry. For their sake he remembered his covenant, and out of his great love he relented. He caused all who held them captive to show them mercy. Save us, Lord our God, and gather us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 106 is a history of Israel's rebellion and the consequences of their sin. And the psalm is a reminder that God always takes sin seriously. God delivered Israel many times, but they were bent on rebellion, Scripture says. They received the consequences for their actions. Sin cannot be excused or explained away. It not only impacts us, but also those around us. And we must be as serious about sin as God is. The Apostle John tells us that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. That's 1 John 1:9. Today you can know God's complete pardon. He waits to welcome you home and he embraces you with grace. Whatever you've done, however long you have done it, regardless of how far you have wandered away, God is ready to restore. He's ready to forgive. You need not clean yourself up before coming to him. You cannot clean yourself up. God alone is the cleanser. Come now, let us settle this matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. It's time to leave your sin, and it's time to come home. Father, show me the path back home. Give me strength to make the journey. Let me feel your embrace of grace. In Jesus' name, amen.